This is Carmen Norris, and you're listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. I was dreading telling my parents I needed to move back in with them. They still believe my girlfriend lived with me. I hadn't exactly updated them because they liked her so much, and a steady girlfriend and a steady job made them proud of me. At one point, that was all true, but admitting that I lost it all because I was unfaithful to my girlfriend with Chandra, and when it all came out, Chandra's boyfriend's dad fired me. We all worked at his company, so I guess if I wasn't being so stupid, I would have seen that as a possibility. So, to admit to my once proud parents that I was going to have to move back in with them because I lost my job and took saving up about as seriously as I did relationships, I felt like a total loser. I was a loser for what I did. I can admit that. But I did what I had to do and called my folks. When she answered, I felt my heart drop into my stomach, and all I could give her enthusiasm for me calling without prompting was a shaky, hey, Mom. She probably talked for about 7 minutes straight before stopping to catch a breath, and she ended up with, "Are you coming to visit soon?" Thanks for the segue. I started off with, yeah, kind of glad you asked. Sweetheart, what happened? Oh, is my daughter-in-law to be pregnant? You know, I was just telling your father, I had a dream about a rabbit swimming downstream with two turtles in the most beautiful pond. What? I swear, my mom has always been one of those people who has a weird dream and says it means something totally random. A little more than half the time, she's kind of right, but definitely not this time. Hold on, Mom. Someone's at the door. I look through the peephole and I see a woman. It's possibly someone behind her, but she's so close to the peephole I can't tell. As I slowly turn the knob, partially considering if I even want to be bothered, I see a large camera go up on a guy's shoulder. A woman and a guy with a large camera? They may be some total weirdos, but this is giving me talk show vibes, which makes me think of Maury. And now that's another worry. Thanks, Mom. I lock the door back and stop turning the knob. Who are they? And what could they really want? Mom, let me call you back in a bit, okay? Yeah, sounds good. No, stop worrying. She's not pregnant. It's nothing like that. But I'll call you back, all right? Yeah, love you too. I wonder if it's a news station. Even still, what could they want with me? I mean, I messed up, but my life's not that interesting. Well, here goes nothing, I guess. Can I help you folks? Are you Ezekiel Smith? The lady in the nice coat says into the microphone she's holding before shoving it into my face. Yeah, can I help you with something? Congratulations, Ezekiel. You've just won $5,000 every week for the rest of your life with Publishers Clearing House. How does it feel? My heart slows down. I can't believe how hard it was pounding just moments before. I step back in and begin to close the door. Yeah, thanks, but no thanks, guys. I'm not interested. I know how this pyramid scheme works. No, sir. It's no scam. Peacoat smiles, but not as naturally as before. I must have made her mad by not falling for a scam. $5,000 a week for the rest of your life, and you pick someone to get the same for the rest of their life. Wow, dude. She's really serious. This is crazy. Thank you? Is there something I need to do for this? No, of course not, Mr. Smith. You just won is all. And look into the camera now and tell everyone who is giving you $5,000 a week for life. Okay, this is just too much now. It feels awkward again, and I'm actually kind of believing this nutbag. They couldn't get the enthusiasm they wanted out of me, so they gave up and decided to deal with it in editing. They gave me a check and said someone would reach out with all of the details. It's been about 3 weeks, and I've really been receiving checks from that overly excited lady at Publishers Clearinghouse. Things are really looking up for me, even after what I did. I never thought someone knocking on my door could be what gets me up and at them, but it just goes to show you can be a total dirtbag to your girlfriend and still have the best of luck. As I open the door, I hear tires screeching and the roaring of an engine as a car speeds off down my street. I look around and no one is there, but before I close the door, I see a note left on my doormat. It reads, "Don't take the money. I think it's how they choose who to kill." I slam the door shut and run back inside, grabbing my baseball bat as I head towards the living room and make sure to put my back against the wall. There is no way anyone is behind me, and I still feel like I'm being crept up on. This must be a joke. Someone must be jealous. I hear my phone chime, and it feels like my heart jumps into my throat and grows hands to help it get away from the fear. I swallow hard a few times and walk towards the couch. I try to look tough. I don't know for who, but it doesn't work because I'm still shaking from my feet to my hands. The text is from my ex-girlfriend. I don't know what she could possibly want at the worst moment of my life, but I'll welcome any rant to distract me from whatever that note was about. I look at the text, and everything in me that at least pretended to be tough before wants to pack up and move away. The text reads, "I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over the pain you caused me, but enjoy your wealth while you last." Hey y'all, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. Want more thriller, suspense, and horror? Check out badalibibookbox.com. It's a monthly thriller subscription box that has a recently released novel, short stories you can be paid to write, and 3 to 5 goodies. Check it out at badalibibookbox.com, and we'll see you right here next Wednesday.